Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Give me hell, Harry. Harry Truman, one of my favorite presidents. Don't think he's included on today's festivities. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day.
A day dedicated to honoring George Washington and selling mattresses at rock bottom prices.
Right? Isn't it funny? President's Day sort of surrounds itself around mattresses, furniture, and on occasion, a really, really good, like, restaurant deal on occasion.
Oh, really? I think I got caught up in the furniture and the mattresses. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I actually looked into it and I found out that most furniture stores and mattress outlets get new inventory in February. That's why it happens around President's Day. There's actually logic to it. I was like, oh.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
I was like, oh, okay. So like the new model year presents itself in February. So why this year's model of a mattress looks any different than last year's, who knows?
But maybe, you know, it could have new technology.
Maybe we'll have somebody come in and explain that to us someday. Valentine's Day, the Valentine's Day hangover, perhaps for some of you young lovers, wherever you are.
Do people really go out and kind of get crazy on Valentine's Day?
I don't know. Jimmy Kimmel said it best in a late night soundbite last week. If ever we should cancel it, maybe this year should be the year. But I'm sure people still went out. I didn't. I stayed in. How about you?
I stayed in.
I stayed off the radar, actually. I did little things. Cooked at home. Cooked some new stuff. There was flowers. There was candy. There was stuff like that. All because Laura Good was in my head. When I said I did not want to celebrate.
See
the things you say to me, they get to me. They get in my head.
As you should celebrate, but you should celebrate the ones you love every single day of the year. But
that was my argument. Yep.
No, so. But why not participate though on the day?
I did not send happy Valentine's Day messages to my daughters. I sent the simple message, I love you.
Oh, good job, Dad.
And then they got back to me and they were like, love you too, Dad, and this and that and this and that. But basically just laid back. I mean, what do we do today? Do we actually celebrate President's Day? I mean, or do I just lay back another day?
Sometimes a lot of school districts have off. When I lived in Syracuse, this was winter break.
Mm-hmm, right.
So those school districts up north, they have the whole week off.
Right, which is not to be confused with Christmas break. There's a separate winter break in the snow belt. Yep. So I don't know. That's another argument that you and I could get in someday. These days that they don't have school and the kids don't even care why. They just, President's Day. Oh. Columbus Day. Woohoo. Like, what does it mean to the average kid? Well, they just don't have school. So, I don't know. But anyway, I guess it'll be a peaceful, quiet President's Day in my house because I'm not really caring. I don't know.
I don't know. We could celebrate Honest Abe. He's one of my favorite presidents.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, maybe. You know, if Abe was still around, what would he have to say about our current situation?
I don't know. I do not know.
All right, coming up, Bill Maher from The Weeknd in a late night soundbite. Somebody's going after Whole Foods. Ruh-roh. And we have a lot of SNL news on late night soundbites coming up. And
SNL has been pretty good recently.
Oh, yeah. And later on this hour, and here's the thing, a new feature where we call out the dumb and the dumber.
We do. And we like to just say, you know, and there it is.
Tom and Laura in the morning making way for news, sports, and AccuWeather and WinterNet coming up next. Daytona was yesterday. We could have spent the whole day watching Daytona on TV.
I know lots of people who do that. I did not personally.
No, but I mean,
good for those who enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, literally all day. You could have watched it all day. And I don't mean like pregame hype, like the Super Bowl. I mean, like, the race started, and on lap 13, there was a 16-car pileup, and they red flagged. But then while they red flagged, it started raining, and it rained for several hours in Daytona.
Oh, I thought maybe you just meant that doing the 500 laps took all day.
No, it literally took all day. And it was like, I'm flipping through the channels at like 8 o'clock at night, and they're like, "Well, he should be underway shortly." I'm like, "Wait, what?" So I don't know. Rob's got the details of who finally won, but all I do know is when they finally got started, the two guys that were leading the race led all the way to the last lap, and then they crashed into each other, and somebody snuck by and said, "I'll take the trophy. Thank you."
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah, I guess it was exciting if you wanted to spend your entire Valentine's Day watching a NASCAR race. And I mean the entire day. So there you have it. whatever. Rob's got the details coming up. And there it is, next half hour. And, wow, we'll just celebrate President's Day. I'm so excited.
As am I.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning with something new. Instead of just stupid news, we try to make it an educational experience by calling it... And...
There it is.
First up, a man is going around Detroit repair shops and pooping inside the vehicles.
Ew.
20 years. And never, ever seen anything like this before. We noticed that the customer started going through two of the cars that were unlocked, grabbed some sanitary napkins. He defecated inside of the customer's.
Okay, enough of that.
Ew.
Mr. Goodwrench, meet Mr. Good Stench. And
there it is.
A maskless woman was drug out of a bar because, well, she was a maskless woman.
Lumps of hair was pulled out. My face was puffed and swollen. My neck hurt. I had horrible bruises on my
arm. Okay, wait. Here's an idea for you. You want to avoid an altercation in a bar? Put on a mask. And
wow.
There it is. And finally, jump in a car and steal it.
This is an original one. I've never dealt with anything like this before. Plenty of stolen vehicles, but never a stolen hearse with a deceased in it. We heard
somebody stole a hearse with a body in the back.
Going
for that last joyride. And
there it is.
News is coming up next. Allie is in for Mark today. Rob, the Sports Center has Daytona and so much more. And a winter storm warning. Wicked weather this way cometh, Laura. Wicked weather.
Again?
This way cometh. Called
I
my,
like that word, cometh.
Yeah, so do I. Called Sorry. My mom last night to wish her a happy Valentine's Day. And she goes, "How about this weather we're having?" I'm like, "Right, Mom." And she goes, "I could never remember a time it snowed twice in a week." I was like, "What?"
What?
I think maybe my mom's memory is starting to go because the last couple years, okay. But man, when we were kids, we used to get walloped. You know what I mean? And you'd be like,
same for me.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, the husband and I were actually talking about it. We're having a real winter. It's about time.
It is indeed a real winter this year. And your doggies enjoy it, right? I mean,
they do. The dogs enjoy it. Interestingly enough, so do the horses. They like to play in the snow, too. And then we like to ski, of course.
Do they really? Horses like to play in the snow?
Yeah.
Wow. I would never guess that.
They frolic.
Oh, I thought it would have been like a sloppy track. You know what I mean?
No. They frolic. It's fun.
Oh, well, that's neat. And yes, of course, you like to ski. I did when I had better knees and hips. But, that's kind of passed on with time. I haven't skied since 1985, I think. Maybe
that's the year my sister was born.
Hey, will you stop with that now? Come on. How about some good news? Coming up after the news, Laura has some good news, right?
Indeed, I do. Every weekday morning, three stories to make you smile. That's coming up after news, sports, and AccuWeather. And a check, of course, at that pesky winternet.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
Right here on 94KX.
We've heard the news, top and bottom of the hour, every hour with Tom and Laura in the morning, but now it's time for the good news.
Breaking news, everyone talking about.
Let's start with love, Tom, especially following up Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Let's listen to this couple who've met, fell in love, and then, dare I say it, got married during a pandemic on Valentine's Day.
I never would have thought in a million years, while home on a shutdown, I would find the love of my life.
We didn't know each other at the beginning of the year. Right when he was like, I would like to get to actually meet you in person. Can we meet soon? I actually ended up getting COVID.
Friendship is being there for somebody. I can distinctly remember asking the question over and over, what is it that I can do to help?
Oh, isn't that nice?
Isn't that so sweet?
That's good news.
That's great news. Their names are Alicia Henry and Norman Harris. Started out as friends, and then it blossomed into love, Tom.
Friends and lovers. Good news.
Great news. All right, up next, we have another tip. People are being so generous in 2021. A restaurant finally got to reopen their doors. Here's what's happened on the very first day.
All of a sudden, the server came up and gathered all of us and showed it, and we were all blown away. It was incredible. I personally thank him. It's a little overwhelming when your business has been locally owned for, you know, over 50 years, and it's been hard on the industry and the family to keep things going, and we've toughed through it, and we'll rebound. But it's great to be back in and have the lights on and the stoves hot.
How big was that tip?
$2,000.
Wow! Let's do that locally for the mom and pops, huh?
I would love to hear a story about this locally. Oh my gosh, but it's such a thing and it's trending, and I love the generous tip giving to all of the restaurant workers out there.
That's good news.
Last but not least, this one is for the dogs. A hospital in Denver threw a going away party for a comfort dog that helped get them through the pandemic.
We all witnessed a lot this year. We had an incredible camaraderie. We were the best team I've ever imagined being around. She was part of our team. She saw us through. People would just pet her and break out to a smile when it was just the hardest day. She taught me how to stay present in the worst year of our lives. That's a pretty big lesson.
That's some pretty good news.
Wow. That was the voice of Dr. Susan Ryan, who started bringing her dog into work as part of her training to become a service dog. She did that for an entire year, and they threw her a party.
Wow. Can't fool dogs, you can't fool dog lovers. That's good news.
Nope. That's great news. And it's the good news every weekday morning right here with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, as we continue with our Be Kind campaign. Laura, we're starting a new theme this week.
Ooh, what is it? Do tell.
Ah, guess who's going to tell? Stacy and Seth are on the line with us right now from the United Way. And after a big week last week with the Be Kind to Essential Workers Week, now we move into week three. And good morning, people. What's going on?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us. We are excited to tell you about week three. The new theme for this week is be kind to those who are different than you, which is one of our long-term goals to ensure that the greater Susquehanna Valley region is welcoming and inclusive and that we're paying attention to our vulnerable populations.
Absolutely. I mean, when you say be different, you know, people that are different than you, that could be just about anything. So let's be kind to everybody, right?
Yes.
That's right. I mean, you know, one of our things that we're challenging people to do this week is, you know, reach out to somebody who you might not have talked to in a while. So it could be just a stranger, or it could be, you know, somebody that you knew from school or from work, or, you know, somebody who is a little bit different. So you know, showing kindness and reaching out and, you know, learning about different cultures is something that we're challenging people to do this week.
Exactly. It's more than just skin color or what church you go to. You know, it's so much more than that. Right, guys?
Yeah, we're really looking at, you know, a broad understanding of those that are different than you. We include the recovery community. You know, we'd like to develop empathy, understanding and support for everyone that has a struggle and walks a path different than what we might walk.
Well, let's work on it this week, people. Let's reach out to those who are different than us, and let's keep the nominations going. Visit GS, all right, GSVUW. It sounds funny when you say it that way, but think of Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. GSV, Greater Susquehanna Valley, UW, United Way, and then it's a .org, and nominate someone, and we'll have a winner coming up later on this week. You have a big virtual event coming up as well.
We do. Seth, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so we have Leon Logothetis. It's a national, international author, world traveler. He's coming, and we're doing a virtual event. He's going to tell us about sort of his travel experiences and how he's being kind all around the world, and you know how he's learning from different cultures and different people, and showing kindness in all over the world. So, learning from his experiences, we're really excited to bring him on board. GSBUW.org/Leon, LEON.
Okay, so that way we could all be part of that virtual event with Leon, right?
That's right, yeah.
All right. Stacy, Seth, thanks for taking your time out to talk to us, and let's keep nominating some kind people, especially this week, people who are different than us. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Anyone hoping Bam Margera would have spent quarantine getting his life back together will be disappointed this morning. In a series of videos, an obviously intoxicated Bam ranted about how he's been cut out of the upcoming Jackass 4 movie, apparently because he resisted the studio's efforts to keep him sober. He complained about how the production made him take regular and random sobriety tests, as well as antidepressants that made him feel horrible and suicidal. At one point, he said he was so down that his wife walked in on him Googling how to tie a noose. He asked his fans to boycott Jackass 4 and Venmo him a dollar so he can make a way better movie. Here's hoping Bam gets his life together real fast. It's been 27 years since True Lies hit theaters, and now there's a TV show in development at CBS. They've been trying to reboot it for years, but this attempt seems like it might have legs. The movie's director, James Cameron, is on board as a producer, but there's no indication that Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jamie Lee Curtis, or any of the other original cast members will return. The show will have the same concept as the movie. A suburban housewife discovers that her boring husband is actually an international spy, and she's thrown into a life of danger when she joins him on a mission to save the world.
Yeah.
And looking at the box office, we have a tie for the number one spot. The Croods: A New Age and the new movie Judas and the Black Messiah both earned $2 million for the weekend. The Little Things was third with $1.8 million. Wonder Woman 84 came in fourth place with $1.3 million. And The Marksman rounds out the top five with $1.1 million. Those are your entertainment stories for this morning. I'll be back on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Movie Mike with the Entertainment Report every Monday, and his regular segments on Friday. News is coming up next. We've got to check on sports and AccuWeather next hour. Today's viral comedy will be a song that will be stuck in your head, Laura, for the rest of the day.
Oh, like that dumb commercial that we play?
Exactly.
Sorry, I could just call it out there.
Uh-huh. It's all coming up next.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You ever get that one bit of a song stuck in your head and you can't get it out? Like maybe she seems to have that invisible touch and it's stuck there all morning long thanks to your radio. Mm-hmm. Well, Tom and Laura in the morning would like to think we're responsible for some of that. But then there's also songs that we all know and love that have like a stupid part in them. Like one piece of lyric that just, even if you're singing along, you don't sing that one line because it's just dumb.
What are you getting at?
That's a heck of a lead-in for today's viral comedy. Just Google sucking on a chili dog. Because we all know Jack and Diane.
Sucking on a chili dog. 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 Chili dog.
What?
Sucking on a chili dog.
No.
Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili dog, sucking on.
And it goes on and on.
Sucking on chili dog.
Why is this
sucking
so catchy?
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on chili, sucking on a dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on chili dog. A little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Oh, my
Two
goodness.
Two Bear King kids sucking on a chili dog.
And there it is, today's viral comedy of the day.
Wow.
And I have a feeling if this part of the song is stuck in your head for the entire day, Laura doesn't want you to blame her.
No. Oh, no, no, no. This is all Tom.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
But just Tom this time.
Sucking on A chili dog.
It's totally stuck on my head.
There are some advantages to working at home, Lauren. No coworker's going to steal your food.
Well, except I really have to be careful and be super specific with the husband if I'm saving something to eat the next day.
You mean you actually put notes on the food just like you would do here at work?
No, I basically just say, hey, I want to eat this later or tomorrow. So I'm going to put it in the refrigerator. Please don't finish it when I fall asleep.
Because the dogs have not been trained to open the fridge just yet.
No. Murphy can carry a beer up from the beer fridge, though. He's very good at that.
He's very good at that. 33% of us have stolen coworkers' food before. I have not. You have not, right?
Never. Why would you do that to someone? That's somebody's lunch. And what if they can't leave the building?
It's just wrong. But 33%, that's a high percentage. The number one thing stolen from the fridge? Drinks. Mostly soda pops, but special coffees have been stolen, and energy drinks like Red Bull have disappeared.
Not cool. Not cool.
Unbelievable.
The other thing that people tend to steal is pizza.
Pizza? Like a whole pizza? Yeah. Or just one?
According to this, 1 in 6 people think it's fine to take a piece without asking, especially if it's out in a common area.
Unbelievable. 1 in 17 people said that they'll even steal food right out of a coworker's lunchbox or lunch bag if it's unguarded. That's weird.
Okay. No, 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 no. That's so rude. All right. The states with the most people admitting to stealing food at work, and thank goodness Pennsylvania is not on here.
Okay, good. You mean we actually Alaska? Did well?
Right. Yeah, right. We're not on this list. Alaska, okay. Louisiana, Indiana, Kansas, and Arkansas. Apparently, that's where the food stealers live.
Okay, and the least likely to have your lunch stolen states are Minnesota, Mississippi, North Dakota, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Vermont. So Pennsylvania must be kind of in the middle like we always are. Wow.
I just couldn't. No, don't take people's food.
No, just don't. Rude. But to think that 33% of us do that, 33% is a very large percentage when it comes to, like, television show ratings.
Mm-hmm. Coming soon to the Peacock, The Office, Law and Order, Special Food Theft Unit.
Ooh.
But everything has a shelf life, so I must eat. Oh, I steal things all the time. It's nice not to have to plan my meals.
Well, I went to the break room, opened the fridge, took out my bag that said Dad on it because my daughter made me lunch.
Everybody, the office is being pulled apart.
Someone had helped themselves to the sandwich.
So maybe you're not completely ethical after all.
Maybe I'm not.
You know what I want you to do? Shake hands, get over it.
The Office Law and Order Special Food Theft Unit.
You know, I think I might have some type of cheese in the back of my fridge you might like.
I've got some cheese you might like, too. In between my toes.
My goodness!
Tragic.
News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning, staying healthy, feeling fit, taking care of our hearts, being kind. We're covering all bases, aren't we?
Indeed, we are.
Today, we're going to stay off the juice. What?
Yes. Okay, so avoiding juice and soda, you'd think, okay, soda, no-brainer, tons of sugar. But juice, I mean, a lot of people think fruit juice is super healthy for you, and it is in moderation. But Chelsea tells us, you know what, if you need to be hydrated, maybe squeeze some real fruit juice into a cup of water, for example, or sparkling water. Mm-hmm. Cut down on the sugar.
See, I never thought of that. I just, you know, buy orange juice in the store. I ran out over the weekend, so I had to take my vitamins this morning with pineapple juice. And it was different, but I thought juice is juice is juice. Turns out it's not. All right, so our tip of the day is avoid the soda. Like you said, Laura, no-brainer, right? But
yes, absolutely.
But be careful with that juice. I guess we should do some more label searching.
Exactly. So just make sure that real fruit is better for getting your vitamins in. So try to eat the fruit instead of drinking it. We can say the same thing for energy drinks too, right?
Yeah.
So water first, then sparkling water, and then juice in moderation.
Today's Feel Good February tip of the day.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX. I feel it coming. I feel it coming. I feel it coming.
Chad Evans up next, wrapping up Tom and Laura in the morning, usually with a thought for the day. Is it something leftover romantic post-Valentine's Day?
No. No,
good.
It's not.
Good.
I have a poem.
Oh, a poem.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a letter.
Okay.
Because it's President's Day, and a lot of people have off today, to okay. include the banks.
Ah, right? Okay.
Dear Monday, I want to break up. I'm seeing Tuesday and dreaming about Friday. Sincerely, it's not me. It's you.
Post that up, will you, please? It's just too good. It's too good to ignore. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.